Hi, everyone. So I am a retired fifth grade teacher, and I choose to use that terminology because it sounds much better than a fired fifth grade teacher. So I am going to tell the story of me losing my job. I mistakenly thought that as a classroom teacher, I could stand up for the needs of my students. And the story starts in October of my second year of teaching, and we had a whole school professional development all about how to refer students for special education services. And I was very concerned about some of the achievement of some of my students and wanted to make sure that they got through this process as quickly as possible so that they got the services that they need. And I had been working in the school for 5 years, so I knew many of the students for a long time. And I thought that it was unfair for them to start the process back at step one when they had been completing steps 1 through 3 for the last 5 years and never referred for actual services. So I decided to stand in front of my whole staff and ask this question: why are we not starting these students at step 3? Why are we continuing to start the process over every year? And my principal did not like this question. So she said, I think this is a concern that just you have, that maybe the whole school doesn't have the same concern. I want you to table your question for now. And then we broke off into grade level teams, and she decided to follow me to my team planning. And she said that we're going to pick a student in your class. And I thought that was going to be great. We were going to brainstorm ideas and come up with solutions for how to help these kids. And I realized that it was really just a dissection of everything I had done leading up to that point and a criticism of my efforts. So I kind of shut down and decided that I wasn't really going to participate in the conversation. And then when we went back to our whole staff professional development, she asked that I stay behind. So she immediately started, you know, questioning, how are you doing? What's going on? And I explained that, you know, I was really struggling, that as a second year teacher, everyone always says that it's, you know, it's hard your first year, but no one explains that it's really hard probably your second, third, fifth through 10th year. So I was honest. I said, you know, I feel like I'm trying my best and it's not enough and the needs of my students aren't being met. And I want to really do everything I can to meet the needs of all of my students all the time. And I foolishly assumed that as a good leader, she would reply with, of course we're going to support you. Of course we're going to give you, you know, the additional coaching that you need. You're new to this. Instead, she told me that I could resign and that I'd only have to work 30 more days. So she also followed that up with, you know, if someone has an interest in cars, you don't want them to be your mechanic just because they like cars. It's not enough. So I was blown away by this suggestion and decided to kind of think about it for the weekend. And when I returned to school, I explained that I was really committed to staying through the end of the year, and I felt that I was best equipped to meet the needs of my students and that a long-term sub really didn't know them. And this was not what my principal wanted to hear. So she explained that she was going to put me on a performance improvement plan and that I would be provided coaching, but her intention was not to renew my contract at the end of the year. And being the, you know, foolishly overconfident person that I am, I decided that I was going to stick with it and that I would convince her otherwise. And her main argument was that I was not joyful, that I needed to smile more, and that that was really the key to being a successful teacher. Thankfully, I had some very supportive co-teachers and teammates, and they decided for my birthday present that year, this was around Christmas time, that they were going to get me a Christmas decoration that just said the word joy. So I placed that joy sign prominently in my classroom window. So the only thing you could see when you walked past my classroom was just the word joy. And I was the coordinator for our school's student government. It was our first student government. And they really wanted to have a talent show. And my principal kept insisting that I had to go to the PTA and the school leadership team and make my case for this talent show to occur. And I was really committed to making sure that my kids had a voice. Because at that point in time, I didn't really have a voice for my students. So that talent show did happen. And I did everything that I could to make sure that the needs of my students were met. And even if I wasn't really following the specific process that the school wanted me to follow, I made sure that all of those students finished the year with the legal documents that they needed to make sure that they had that support continuing on for the rest of their school career. And the end of the year eventually rolled around, and after, you know, my daily panic attacks, I was still confronted with that notice of non-renewal. And thankfully, I was able to get in my resignation right before I received it. And then I was really at a loss as to what I was going to do with the rest of my career. I knew this was going to be a challenge for me, trying to re-enter the teaching field. So I decided to take 6 months off, and I went on a two-month solo, soul-searching road trip. And somewhere in the middle of the desert in New Mexico, I came to the realization that if I was willing to lose my job advocating for students' needs, that I should probably pursue a career in advocating for students' needs. And I got back to Baltimore, and I found a whole network of professionals in the career of special ed advocacy, and I interviewed them. And I found an amazing mentor who has inspired me and supported me in the way that I didn't receive prior to that. And I've been pursuing that career ever since. And I've, you know, now at this point have supported over 20 families. And last week I registered my business with the state of Maryland and opened my small business account. And I'm so hopeful moving forward that we will have a Secretary of Education that recognizes the needs of individual students. But regardless, I am young, scrappy, and hungry, and just like my country, I am not throwing away my opportunity to advocate for students.